Hello and welcome to the Winning Post Racing Podcast for the weekend of August 8th. I'm Joel Marshall. Joining me today is my Winning Post colleague Carl Diorio. And Carl, we're a little bit late. We had a few technical issues and lots of building works going on in our office this week, so we weren't able to get it up Thursday afternoon, but first thing Friday morning, giving us a bit of extra time to find the very special ones for this weekend. And Carl, we've got Orange Star Handicap at Flemington. Always a sign the spring is close.
That's right. Probably, I wouldn't say it would be the strongest renewal of the Ori Star, but it's certainly not the weakest either. Trust in August up at the top weight certainly creates plenty of interest, and then you've got those straight track specialists like the Circles in the Field getting plenty of weight off him to see if they can turn around their form. It's a bit of an intriguing race, but I think probably the race of the day is in Sydney, whereby they've got the group feature there, headlined by Messine, the favourite, the Missile Stakes over 1,200 metres. Really nice race, that one, and for mine that probably captures the imagination just slightly more.
Alright, yes, we will get to that. We've got stakes racing in Adelaide as well and in Perth this weekend. But we'll start off with Flemington, and the Orange Star Handicap is the feature Group 3 event. It is the only black type on the card, and it's race 7 over 1,200 metres. And well, we've probably got two horses here that are going to dominate the betting. Trust in August, first up, 60 kilos, gives 6 kilos away to every other runner. And Shiraz, down from Sydney, has created a really good impression. Looks to have gone to the next level this time in for Tony McAvoy. I've gone 3 to beat 1, just a race fitness on his side. Barrier 1 down the straight, it's a bit of a query. I know we had Supido win recently down the straight from Barrier 1, but it doesn't happen often. But anyway, we'll go 3 from 1. 2 Le Bon Sir, good fresh record, good straight record, and we'll throw in 9 Smackdown coming off a bit of a let up in for 4.
Tricky race. Don't want to be with the top weight with the big 60 kilos, so I'm looking for something to beat him, and I was just tripping over myself to try and find something to knock him off. Le Bon Sir's turned the form around on the training track with recent good jump outs. Shiraz is a nice horse but jumps up well in grade. De Circles would have been my top pick, but just worried about Barrier 2, because as he touched on with Shiraz drawing Barrier 1, drawing the inside down the straight generally isn't the place to be. So for that reason, I've defaulted with Long Rockstar, who won 2 starts ago over 1,100 metres over Nadeem Lass, significantly easier, but then ran second in the All-Victorian Sprint Series final behind Playmaster, and I thought the effort was really good coming from the back of the field. So just drawn in the right part of the track, 54 kilos, it might just be the one swooping over the top. And I've got it on top from number 4 to Circles, for third, number 3, Shiraz, and for fourth, number 1, Trust in August. Conceding chances also to Pago Rock and the Damn Lass.
All right, my best on the card is at the weekend, race 3, number 2, for Adam Trinder to make it back-to-back Saturday winners in Melbourne. Really good mare, this. Followed her in Tassie for a while. She showed a lot of promise as a 3-year-old, had form around Iggy McCool, which looks even better now. We've seen her perform well in Melbourne. As a 4-year-old, they tried to get her up into the cup races over staying trips. Didn't quite stay. She ran a cracking race over 1,400 behind Vibrant Rouge in a stakes race in Tassie last prep. Her 1,400 form's really good, and I expect her to go a good race fresh. My value is Musica Royale, race 9, number 13. Darren Weir with the 3 runners in this race. Chris Parnham to do the riding. I thought she tacked the line really nicely second up, and she might be ready now third up to 2,000 metres. And the other one I'm keen to look at on Saturday is race 6, number 16, Spanish Love, a mare from the Mark Cavanaugh yard. Always had a bit of time for. Got up over longer trips last prep, but I think she's the sort. She's shown in jump outs in the past that she can sprint well, so I think she's the sort that will be suited to 1,400 fresh.
My two specials of the day, both at longer odds. I wouldn't want to declare one a best and one a value. They're just both each way bets. And the first of those is race 4, number 3, Correggio. Numerical form is disgusting. There's plenty of duck eggs amongst it. But the two runs this campaign, first up was at Moonee Valley, just totally unsuited, 60 kilos, 1,500 metres, and it was a hard day to get back and make ground, so totally forgive the run. And then the last start effort was sensational. It got back to last in a very slowly run race where Charmed Harmony, Pago Rock, and the On Paces had a field day, and it came from last and it ran on into 11th, but really smashed the clock in doing so. It ran second first up on this day last year over 1,400 metres, and if you just go through the record and you just really go through all these races. For his failures and all those duck eggs, there's been legitimate excuses, whether he's been wide, the tempo against, and everything like that. And I just think in this smaller field with not too much depth by the Grace and Albasso, probably the main two, and the rest not so good. I think Correggio's a great each way bet. The other one worth mentioning is race 9, number 9, Melaleuca, who won well first up this campaign and really was performing consistently down in the weights with claiming female apprentices. Two starts ago, I liked the run at Moonee Valley, and then last time at Flemington was in an apprentices only race, was checked early in the race, then blocked all the way down the straight for clear running, and only beaten three lengths. Meets a similar field here, down on the minimum weight, and I think Melaleuca can atone.
All right, over to Sydney on Saturday, Royal Randwick, and we have two black type races, including the feature, which is the Missile Stakes, which is race 6, but we'll go through the first black type race, which is the Rosebud. Of course, this will progress on to the Run to the Rose and then on to the Golden Rose. Not sure how many of these will get to the Golden Rose. Perhaps number one, Regisse, who will be favourite. I was a bit surprised to see them open up 290, 280, and still gettable that price. I would have thought he was going to come up a fair bit shorter. Group 1 second, last time in, behind Pride of Dubai, and he's had the trial leading in, and it was pretty outstanding. Back along the fence, finished off strongly in the straight, and wasn't asked for a huge effort. Has the 59, but I think he can carry it and beat this lot. Got him ahead of 4, Sebring Sun, 7, Tatush, and 3, Let's Make It Rain.
Yeah, agree with what you say. The Warrior's the big weight on a track that, well, I guess it'd be close to a good track. It won't be too wet. So, you know, Ragi shouldn't have too much trouble carrying the 59, but he has performed well on rain-affected ground previously, and his form last campaign was sensational, and the trial win on July 21 was effortless. So got him on top from 5, Vainbra, 2, Volier, and 4, Sebring Sun. But at the 280, 290, I'm happy to take that price with Ragi's.
Race 6 is the Missile Stakes Group 2 race, and 9 acceptors. How many initial entries was there, Carl? 6?
6.
6 initial entries, but we've got a field of 9, and interesting field. A few resuming, a couple that have had the runs, and one emerging galloper in Lord Lee Offrick, who they've taken the punt on in this race. He was also in race 2, but they are running in the harder race. I've gone for Temple of Boom. I thought, look, he's getting on in years, but his two trials in Sydney have been really, really good. He was entered for the Irish Star, obviously when the noms come up short in the Missile, and being in Sydney with those trials that he's had, they late nommed him for this, and I think he looks well placed to win. Winona Costin trialled him up, so she gets the ride. I think he'll be tough to beat. 9, Liberty's Choice, Blinkers On, second up. Possibly one a bit further, but Blinkers On will keep him sharp. 5, Aomen, I liked his trial. I think he could be in for a good prep. And 2, Messine will throw in for 4.
Similar sort of numbers. I've gone with 2, Messine on top. Probably the best, well, it is my best bet of the day. Really liked the run first up last campaign in this race last year. Finished second behind Sweet Idea. Drew an inside barrier, had the beautiful rails of trail, and just couldn't out sprint Sweet Idea late. But there was certainly no disgrace being unable to reel in Sweet Idea, because she came out and then ran second in the Memsie at the next start. I think Messine should get a similar cozy run just off the speed and be able to pounce late from barrier 3. So I've got it on top from 3, Temple of Boom, who, as you touched on, late entry, looks to have found its right race and draws barrier 2. Shouldn't get too far back in the small field, and I'm sure will be very competitive. Third, I've got in number 9, Liberty's Choice, as you touched on. Really going well after this campaign. It was a nice first up 4th. And for 4th, I'm putting in number 4, Barbero. And this horse has been competitive, probably gone to another level at the end of last campaign with performances in the Ajax and the George Ryder. And the first up effort in a strongly run race, he got back from last and he found the line. So Barbero looks to have returned in good order as well.
And do note, Rory Hutchings will be the rider of Barbero. A few replacements obviously needed for Brody Loy, who injured himself on Wednesday. My best for Randwick is Sweet Fire, race 8, number 4. She's had the two runs this time in. Probably should have won last start. Wasn't badly ridden by Blake Shinney, just chose to come to the outside, and 9 times out of the 10, that's the right call. But he gave the inside run to the eventual winner, we finished off quite well. I think she'll be ready now, third up Sweet Fire, and I think she can get away with this race here. And my value is Sliver Bits, race 3, number 6. He ran some nice races last prep, luckless on a couple of times in town. He's had the 3 runs this time in, down to 56 kilos, and a pretty winnable race, I would have thought, so he can go well fourth up.
Casino Dancer, well, my best bet was Messine in the missile, and my value bet is Casino Dancer, race 3, number 3. Just really liked her efforts over the 1600 to 2000 metre range at Randwick. I think that seems to be her go. And the last start effort at Canterbury over 1900 metres, which is the course and distance of her most recent win back in December, but was really good behind Beyond Thankful, who dictated terms, and Casino Dancer in the 6-horse field charged home from last to only be beaten a half length. I think Casino Dancer's really going well. She's a bit of a funny horse to catch. She does have a tendency to mix her form, but I think that's because you know, Rose Hill doesn't suit and Randwick and Canterbury does, and I think I'm starting to slowly, after 44 starts, figure that out. So maybe this weekend might be the week for Casino Dancer.
All right, racing in Adelaide is at Morfettville, and as mentioned, there is a black type race there as well. The David Coles AM Spring Stakes, Group 3, weight for age over 1,200 metres, and we see the return of Happy Trails, who is going for yet another Cox Plate start this year. Paul Bashara with 2 horses resuming in this race, and I'll go with the other one, Richie's Vibe. Didn't really show up to his best form last time in, but certainly his best is good enough to be competitive here. So we'll take the gamble on him to be 8, Justify That, who's racing consistently this time in. Obviously up to weight for age, but you know, there's not a lot of weight for age depth to this field. Happy Trails in for third, got to include him, and 2 Rizzies for fourth.
Yeah, I've made Richie's Vibe my best bet of the day on a reasonably tough program at Morfettville, but I think Richie's Vibe, I spoke to Paul Bashara earlier in the week, and he was quite keen that Richie's Vibe would be the main contender out of his 2 Happy Trails. He felt that Happy Trails would need further and probably beyond 1600 metres before we see his best this campaign, and he'll need the run on the weekends, as opposed to Richie's Vibe, who drawn barrier 3, Domteneur aboard, had a few issues at the end of last campaign, had knee surgery over the break, and he has returned in fine order, and the intention is to run really well this weekend and then go to Melbourne for some listed Group 3 features. Richie's Vibe is a Group 2 weight for age winner, and at his best he can put this lot away. So I've got him on top from number 7, Daytona Grey, 2 Rizzies, and 4 Whitlam.
Do note too, I should have mentioned earlier, we're probably dealing with a wet track at Morfettville on Saturday. It was in the heavy range yesterday, not sure if it's going to get better than that, so maybe soft 7, something like that.
But yeah, there is a little bit of fine weather around, but yeah, it'll be a good heavy or a bad side of soft, and that certainly doesn't suit Happy Trails at all. And Go Into Go resumes in the race and probably needs the run as well.
Yes, another horse that we didn't mention, but yeah, certainly aiming for better things through the spring. My best is we'll stick with Amicone Original, got the cash. At good odds first up, there wasn't a huge support for him on the back of, well, no public trials, which obviously was the query, but showed a really good turn of foot to come from last and win, and wanted to roll about late and almost throw it away. He'd be fitter for that, he handles the soft, so we'll stick with him. And my value is Sam Booker Siren, race 2, number 10. Didn't mind its first up run, was a bit slow to begin, and I thought worked home quite nicely. Might want a little bit further, but if he begins... she begins on level turns, she can settle close and yeah, run a cheeky race at odds.
Yeah, my best bet was Richie's Vibe in the Spring Stakes. My value bet comes up in the last. I was on Amicone Originale last time. I've got him in for second this time because I just think cash is coming at the price. Might be the better option. Cash is coming again, draws a wide barrier this campaign, which is a slight worry. But the first up win over 1,050 over Hera Noah was very good back in May. And as I said, drawn wide barriers of late. The trend continues here, but in that Amicone Originale race, it looked like it was going to figure in the finish and then just got held up from the 300 to the 100. And Amicone Originale came from behind it, looped the field, and went on to score impressively, but all the while cash is coming, went to the line untested. Amicone Originale goes up in weight. Cash is coming stays with 57.5, and all things being equal in the clear passage in the straight, I think cash is coming represents the better value.
over to Brisbane on Saturday, and we're at Doomben again. 8 races, no black type on the card. A couple of open handicaps there. My best and value come up early. My best is Heart of a Warrior, race 1, number 7. Comes off a duck egg, but ignore that. He came back in distance, back to 1350. Did work out wide from a tough draw and soft track, soft 7 track, just didn't really seem to suit. Back on top of the ground, good draw, up to the mile. His previous form was pretty consistent. I think he's a certain improver. And my value was Pretty Famous, race 3, number 1. Even sort of a mare's race this, but she looks well placed. She's had the 3 runs this time in, has tackled listed company, open company, back to mare's restricted class. The claim helps. She should press forward and run a good race. Race 3, number 1.
My best bet comes up in race 5. It's number 2, Seeking More. I've been following this horse for much of this campaign, and his 2 wins at Doomben over this track and distance were really good. And then last time, he just bumped into Rocky King, who holds the 1,000-metre track record, the Sunshine Coast. And when he's out in front, Rocky King at the Sunshine Coast, he's a very hard horse to overrun. Rocky King is the likely leader here, but it'll be at Doomben, and that's where Seeking More seems to show his best, and I think is able to turn the tables on the weekend. So Seeking More to knock off Rocky King, and my value bet comes up in the next race, race 6, and that's number 16, Jupiter Palm, who was a good winner last Sunday at the Sunshine Coast, albeit in class 1 company over the mile. But it's a Zabil 6-year-old that steps out to the 2,000 metres for the first time, and I really do feel that Jupiter Palm will grow an extra leg under those circumstances. It has shown glimpses, particularly this campaign, with good efforts at the Sunshine Coast. And I just think at the price, around about that $7, $8 mark, I think it's a good bet.
All right, over in the west on Saturday, we have a stakes race early on the card, race 3, I guess, with just the 6 runners. They didn't want to include it in the quaddie. We have got a 3-year-old race with a few unraced in the quaddie. I perhaps would have gone with the stakes race myself, because it's a really, really good field. 6 horses. Maybe number 4, New Time, can't win, but the other 5 all got really strong claims. I went 2, Rebel King, to win again from 3, Smoko Resumes, very exciting talent. 5, Cool Trade, good run first up, and could easily have stuck with him, but we've got him in for 3rd, and 6, Wink and a Nod for 4th. My best at Belmont is Ricky Tiki Tavi, race 8, number 4. Bit disappointing first up, got the job done second up in midweek grade, steps back up to Saturday class, but Willie Pike stays aboard. And I reckon if he's going to progress to a decent sort of Saturday horse, he needs to be going close in this. And my value was Chasing Chaos, race 7, number 11. Good run first up, set outside the lead, battled on really well, was going to strip a bit fitter for that. A few chances in this race, but only lightly raced, has a bit of upside, does causing chaos. Races at Riccarton and Tauranga in New Zealand on Saturday. Riccarton are their 3rd day of their winter carnival, and we see the Grand National Steeplechase, the feature on Saturday, and my value bet comes up in that race. It is race 7, and number 7, Snowdrop Twinkle Toes, from the Kevin Myers yard, who's been having a good carnival once again, as he always does down in the south. Good run last Saturday, I thought. He just lopes along at the back of the field and conserves his energy, and then they made the run about sort of about 1,000. He got up towards the leaders on the turn. Didn't quite finish off. I think he'll be better for the run. 5,600, so he can just smoke the pipe for even longer out the back here, and I think he'll be very tough to beat. And my best is another Myers runner, and it is in race 5, and number 4, Boys Way. Got back and hit the line really strongly on his first up run last Saturday. It was his first run back from a spell. He'll strip fitter for that, and I think he can go a few better. Race 5, number 4, Tauranga on Saturday. We'd be dealing with a very heavy track there. My best is Close Up, race 2, number 1. Had the 2 runs this time in. A bit disappointing last start. His fresh run in open company was really good, and a bit disappointing when back in class last start. Bit of an unknown on the real heavy, but I think he's pretty handy, so he'll need to be going pretty close in this race. And my value is Red Tsunami, race 1, number 7. Had the 2 runs today. Good improvement last start when 3rd behind an exciting horse. And on the home track, always, if you're having a bet at Tauranga, include the home track horses. They always run well. Well, that just about takes us out for this week's podcast. We do mention that you've got to pick up your winning post this week, full form for Friday through to Monday, and all your normal reading. Also, we have form for the Grand National meeting at Sportsbet Ballarat on Sunday, a good card, a good jumps program. And we see Ruby Walsh out here to ride Bash Boy in the National, so that's obviously going to create plenty of interest. You will also ride Arch Fire in the JJ Houlihan Hurdle. So big day of jumps racing on the Sunday, and all your form is in this week's winning post. Carl, $20 bet. What will we go with this week?
I'll go Richie's Vibe in the Spring Stakes. Just 20 to win.
All right, and I will go $10 each way at the weekend at Flemington Race 3, number 2. Good luck, everyone. Hopefully we found you a few winners. Tune in next week when we'll be back with the Racing Podcast.